Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, September 23rd, and on this day in 1930, the great Ray Charles was born.
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Kennesaw approved a 395-home development to replace Trailer Park. Amid bite of labor shortage, Smyrna workers will get an early raise. A new subdivision will border the Silver Comet Trail. No decision in latest outing for North Point Ministries' East Cobb Complex. Four accused of selling hundreds of thousands of dollars in counterfeit items at local malls. And no injuries in a Tuesday crash involving empty school bus, police say. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Residents of a Kennesaw mobile home park have until the end of this year to move after the City Council approved a rezoning and annexation that will enable new residential development on the property. Miami-based Related Development plans to build nearly 400 homes, 332 apartments, and 63 townhomes at the site, which is located off Old Highway 41. The $120 million project is the second phase of the Kennesaw Marketplace development at the nexus of Cobb Parkway and Barrett Parkway. The rezoning and annexation were unanimously approved by the council Monday night. The nearly 33-acre lot that was rezoned is currently occupied by Castle Lake Mobile Home Park. The 61 mostly Latino households there are being relocated by the developer. The lot was originally unincorporated Cobb County. The developer pointed out that state law mandates that unincorporated islands should over time be annexed into a surrounding city, hence the need for annexation in addition to the rezoning. The Cobb Board of Commissioners approved a notice of non-objection to the city's annexation in August, signaling their approval of the annexation.
Show me the money.
Cobb's second largest city, like every other employer, it seems, can't find enough workers. Beginning October 1st, the vast majority of city employees will receive a merit raise of between 2 and 3.5%, depending on their performance evaluation. A handful more will receive another raise as the city lifts each step on its pay scale by 4%. Only city employees whose salaries are below the minimum, as prescribed by their step on the pay scale after the 4% increase, will get this second raise. The council's vote on the measure was 5-0. A pay study conducted in 2018 recommended the city maintain its pay scale with annual adjustments, which it has not done. Since 2018, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Employment Cost Index of Government Workers has gone up by 6.8%. The city was originally set to approve both to begin January 1st, but its struggle to fill vacant positions has made the matter more urgent. Had it begun January 1st, the cost of the merit raise would have been more than $260,000 in the 2022 fiscal year. With it set to begin 3 months earlier, it will cost $422,000, with the difference coming out of the city's fiscal 2022 contingency fund. The salary schedule adjustment is expected to cost another $36,000. After months of negotiation, Pulte Home Builders was hoping to receive approval Tuesday for its spread of nearly 100 houses on Ebenezer Road in northeast Cobb County. The developer and its representative will have to wait until October for a determination after the Cobb Board of Commissioners voted unanimously to hold the item for another 30 days. The proposal to turn one of East Cobb's largest undeveloped properties into a subdivision narrowly passed the Planning Commission 2 weeks ago with a 3-2 vote against vocal opposition from some area residents. Issues, however, continued to abound for steadfast opponents. Meanwhile, in South Cobb, the board approved a 44-home project they last considered in late July. Commissioner Monique Sheffield had, at the time, criticized Brazos Hicks LLC's subdivision bordering the Silver Comet Trail as suffering from a piecemeal design with awfully small lot sizes and houses. The revisions were met with positive feedback from Commissioner Sheffield, and her motion to approve carried 4-1 votes. Supporters and detractors of North Point Ministries' Lightning Rod mixed-use complex in East Cobb will have to wait at least another month for a decision on the project. Commissioners voted 4-0 to hold the proposal till October, with Chairwoman Lisa Cupid recusing herself from the case as her family attends one of North Point's churches. Faced with a bundle of changes to the site plan, commissioners agreed too many problems were unresolved to render a final verdict. As with past hearings, dozens turned out, 46 opposed, 56 in favor, according to a count conducted by county staff. The hearing was punctuated by shouts and rumblings from the crowd, with the occasional reprimand from commissioners to maintain decorum. North Point and Moore returned with a substantially revised site plan this month based on feedback in August. When last presented, the project included over 120 single-family houses and townhomes. This month, that number was reduced to a maximum of 95 to bring the project's overall density down under 5 units per acre, a sticking point for some project opponents. The most time-consuming point of discussion, however, was the fate of Waterfront Drive, which currently snakes through the assemblage of parcels connecting Johnson Ferry Road to the Marlanta subdivision. Recent site plans had proposed to reroute the road while still providing access for through traffic.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-NOW.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Let's go to the mall, everybody! Go! Come on, Jessica. Come on, Tori. Let's go to the mall. You won't be sorry. Put on your jelly bracelets.
4 people are charged with selling hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of counterfeit items out of kiosks at the Town Center and Cumberland Malls. The Cobb County Sheriff's Office says the suspects have not yet been arrested. Mobeen Khan, Miraj Sheikh, and Nurula Abdul Hussein are each accused of one felony count of sale of products with forged trademark or copyrighted design. Karam Khan is charged with 2 counts. The warrants say that on August 11th, police executed search warrants at Town Center Mall in Kennesaw and Cumberland Mall in Cumberland and found the counterfeit items at multiple kiosks operated by the 4. Mobeen Khan is accused of operating the Solaris kiosk at Cumberland Mall, where police say they recovered 218 counterfeit items with a value of $64,875. Sheikh is accused of operating the A to Z accessories kiosk at Cumberland Mall, where police say a search resulted in a seizure of 1,104 counterfeit items with a value of $403,930. Lastly, Karam Khan is accused of operating the Selax kiosk at Town Center Mall, a mobile phone repair service where police seized 406 counterfeit items with a value of $171,955. He's also accused of operating the iGear kiosk at the same mall where police found 392 counterfeit items with a total value of $207,795. It's so far unclear why the suspects have not yet been arrested. A Cobb County school bus carrying no students was involved in a crash in front of the district's bus depot on South Cobb Drive Tuesday. Officers responded to the crash involving the school bus and one other vehicle shortly after 11 a.m. No one was injured and damages to the bus were minor. Cobb School District spokeswoman Nan Keel also provided the MDJ with a statement on the incident. It said, quote, "A bus was involved in an accident with another vehicle earlier today. Thankfully, there were no students on board, no injuries, and minor damage to the bus. We're grateful for our dedicated team of bus drivers who transport more than 70,000 students to and from school every day." And out there are hundreds of churches and houses of worship in and around Cobb County. Each week on the podcast, we take the time to highlight one of them.
Hey, I'm Ben Hardman, the pastor of Grace Marietta Church. We are a church on Holt Road, 675 Holt Road, right over by Wheeler High School. We're a part of the Grace family of churches. We have 10 churches in the Grace family, 7 in the Atlanta area, and 3 spread out in Washington, D.C., and Nashville, and Missouri.
And tell me, what specific ways is Grace Marietta helping out in the community?
Yeah, we've got a real strong focus on discovering your kingdom calling and discovering your kingdom dream. And so we view ourselves as an equipping church that's equipping the members of our church to go and reach their communities, to reach their workplace. We just built a brand new park right adjacent to our property. So we've got, I believe, the nicest outdoor basketball court in Cobb County. It's a really beautiful space. And so that park is used all the time by the community. Lots of people kind of visiting and hanging out there. Our core values are kind of the nation's neighborhood and next generation. And so we have a really heavy focus in being a local church, a local parish that's rooted and embedded in the community. So we're really, really involved in Wheeler High School. We're really involved in the middle schools, kind of in the surrounding area, and all the feeder schools that go into Wheeler.
Will we find you playing basketball at that park?
You would have 15 years ago. And I would have been good. You will find me limping around and shooting bad shots from the 3-point line now is what you'll find me. I love to be out there. I just can't play anymore. I'm too old.
And with that park, is that open to everybody?
Yeah. Yeah. It's open to the community, used all the time. It's a beautiful pavilion, picnic area, playground for kids, and lots of basketball going on all the time.
And tell me, what is a service like at Grace Marietta?
Yeah, we are super informal. We're pretty low key. We open the word every week. We worship together. There's not a lot of laser lights or fancy things happening. It's just kind of an informal gathering of a bunch of believers. We're pretty multi-generational, which is really fun. We're pretty multi-ethnic, which is fun. And so really growing into a church that really believes that we're the family of God called together for the purposes of reaching the community. So a real family atmosphere. The thing that we hear most often is, hey, this feels like family. This feels good. We enjoy being here. So pretty informal and fun. You can wear a t-shirt and be fine. It's a great place to worship together on Sundays.
Well, tell me where people can find more information.
Yeah, it's gracemariettachurch.com on the website. And you can go there and find out tons of information about who we are and what we do and what we have planned for the community.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.